So I get a lot of emails about how do I stay motivated, hungry, driven. Well, let me tell you something. Most days in life when I wake up, I'm not motivated, hungry, or driven. I have a commitment to myself, the best version of myself. What most of us are looking for is this special fucking feeling of, oh, I feel great this morning. I'm gonna get out of bed and get a quick 5 miles in or go to the gym. If you're looking for that feeling, let me tell you one thing, it ain't gonna come. You have to learn to do when you don't want to do. Learn to bring that savage mentality out of yourself. The animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gives a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Learn to be your best self when you're least motivated. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life. You have an obstacle to overcome, so overcome the motherfucker regardless of what's going on. So another year has come and gone, and a lot of us are in the same fucking place we were last year. What the fuck are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our fucking lives, and we think we can take fucking days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves fucking options on which way we're gonna go in life. Am I gonna run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. Do you think time gives a fuck that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You give yourself too many fucking options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the fuck you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the fucking crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to. Stay hard. One of the keys to my success in life was I was able to see myself at the end of a very difficult task before I even started it. When I was 297, out of shape and afraid of water, I was able to see myself at graduation as a Navy SEAL. But as time went on, I kept on getting rolled back to day one. And every day got longer and longer. So what I had to do was I had to take this big chunk and make it small. So I became the master of the one day that I was living. We have to do that now. We don't know when the end is coming to this. So we got to master that one day. It may keep on getting pushed back day after day. If you master that day and want to be harder and stronger, you'll figure it out. Stay hard.
We're watching people fail because we're afraid to hurt their feelings. By no means do I condone bullying. I think it's bullshit. But I will say one thing. I believe in the truth and telling the truth. A lot of us have loved ones, friends, people we see every day who are gaining weight, getting out of shape, not going to school, being lazy, but we're afraid to tell them the truth. Not being bullies, but afraid to tell the truth. One thing that changed my life is my grandfather. He told me, you're going nowhere in your life, not being anything. As bad as that hurt me, it got me to pull my head out of my ass. So learn to stay hard, have thick skin, and do what's right. Stay hard. There's a lot of people out there who suffer from low self-esteem. So when you suffer with low self-esteem, you allow weak people to get in your fucking head. So a good way to build that fucking self-esteem up is to get in the gym and change the way you look. And then that changes the way you feel about yourself. But the biggest thing about working out is sometimes the way you look may not be changing that fast. But we lose one thing. We lose the perspective of the training. The training is truly built on changing the mindset. We have so many tools to put in our arsenal to strengthen our minds, to put those calluses on our minds for when we need them. So one of those great tools is
positive self-talk. Positive self-talk works well, but you gotta put the work behind it. It's gotta be the truth. Positive self-talk has to be the truth. So let's say you're taking a test, hard test in college, but you haven't studied, but you have a positive mindset and your positive self-talk going into it. Chances are, you're gonna fail that test. Positive self-talk doesn't work unless you put the work behind it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's only bullshit. Put the work behind your positive self-talk. Hate, jealousy, ignorance, and every word that means that shit will always be a part of this world. One thing that bothers me a lot is that the hate of somebody else, the ignorance of someone else, how it affects people, how we allow it to affect you. One thing that helps me out in life is I've learned to anticipate stupid. I've always been headed on, people been jealous of me, whatever it may be, I've learned to anticipate stupid. So an example of anticipation, if I come up to you and punch you in the gut, it's gonna hurt like hell. But if I warn you, you can prepare yourself for it. And in that preparation, it doesn't hurt as bad. So in life, people affect your day, affect your life, affect the outcome of what's gonna happen to you. Learn to anticipate stupid. Never fight ignorance with ignorance. Fight it with intelligence. Stay hard. So a lot of you know I like to run. That got taken away from me for a few months. But who cares? Life will not always be 70 and sunny. Life is the ultimate competitor. It's relentless. It will continue to attack you when you least expect it. We must learn to adapt and overcome to any and all obstacles that are in front of us. We have to evolve. And the way I evolved was I changed my diet. I had to start doing a lot more cross training. When the obstacle gets in front of you, don't let it stop you. Don't let it deter you. Navigate around that motherfucker.
The other day, I'm watching this basketball game. Team was down by 2 points with a minute to go. Guy comes down the court, misses a game-tying field goal. He immediately puts his head down. All I'm thinking about is, man, get back in the fucking game. Get back on defense. Where am I going with this? The other day, I put a video up about my leg, all that edema. I saw some good comments, saw some bad comments. One comment in particular, it stated, be careful who you listen to. You're right. Be careful who you listen to. That very motherfucker you listen to might just keep you on your fucking ass your entire life. I didn't hear no whistle blow in my life. So I'm gonna keep on playing. Looking for every opportunity I can. Be different. Hey, I'm not crazy. I'm just not you. Stay hard.
I get one question a lot. When will I ever be satisfied? I'm very happy, but I'm not satisfied. I've accomplished a lot in my life, and I'm very proud of that. But I won't be, you know what? I run past a cemetery a lot at home. And when I run past a cemetery, it saddens me because there's a lot of people there, not because they're dead, because of a lot of untapped potential. A lot of us die never tapping into our full potential. And I often look at wash rags when I'm wringing them out to hang them up as my soul. And I won't be satisfied until every drop of that wash rag, which is my soul, is completely wrung out. So in my life, I won't be satisfied until everything I have in me is completely out of me.
All right, it is 3 o'clock in the morning. And if you see here, it says 74 minutes on there. The phone actually flips over at 100 minutes, double zeros.
So I've been stretching out now for 174 minutes. And you're probably wondering why I'm stretching out so late. Had to do a 10-mile run. Had to go to the gym. I'm writing my book, which is taking me a long time. Had about 600 emails and different posts. I had to respond to you know, different comments. And you know what? If I went to sleep right now, it would haunt me. It would bother me that I missed my stretch. So life's about sacrifice. Life's about having self-discipline. Life's about focus, all those things. And it's 24 hours in a day. Make it work to your advantage. And yes, I do get plenty of sleep, but life is all about sacrifice to achieve what you want.
This morning I woke up with a slack jaw, poopy pants mentality. I've been traveling an awful lot, kind of wore down a little bit. I believe in taking days off. I think days off are real important for recovery and all that stuff. But I don't believe in taking days off because your mentality is just feeling sorry for yourself. I deserve this, or I've earned that mentality. And that's what I was saying to myself. Today's self-talk was horrible. So we have, you know, we all have one voice, and that one voice is very powerful that says, hey, you've earned this, you deserve this, take time off, all that stuff. Start developing the other voice, the other voice that fights that voice. When it's not a designated day off, I don't care if it's running, swimming, biking, studying. If it's not a day off, don't take a day off. And start developing that voice that fights the weaker voice. So remember that. We all have one voice, work on the other voice also.